Welcome to Giant 90.9's The Trip, your one-way portal to the greatest tunes of classic rock, commentary, and so much more. So sit back and relax, and let us take the wheel on WBDG's The Trip.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the bell has rung and the trip has begun. So scoot over, because this hour-long trip, we're taking the wheel, and it will be jam-packed to the brim with great commentary and even greater tunes. As always, I'm Ethan.
I am Earl.
And of course, I'm Corey, and speaking on great tunes, starting off right now, we have a double shot of Pink Floyd, we have a cigar, and money. And,
you do a little rain dance, and then the rain falls.
That's right. I put my left foot in, I put my left foot out, put my right foot in, and I shake it all about.
I understand, Earl. I understand. Sounds like a very complicated dance. For CCR out there, we apologize. Earl keeps making it rain, but you should see our begonias. They have been looking great. Now let's get back to the music. We have Come Together and We Didn't Start the Fire by the Beatles and Billy Joel.
That was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel on Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Now, the real question here is, who set that fire?
You know, if Billy Joel didn't start it, he claims, he swears up and down the street that he didn't start it, then who is the masked arsonist? Well, we have a couple of prime suspects on the list, and we think they all need to be brought in for questioning. Suspect numero uno. Obviously, we can't talk about an arson case without bringing up the known arsonist of Gary Busey.
That's right.
Gary Busey, you know, he's been known to play some pranks, and sometimes they go out of hand. So did Gary Busey start that fire in the Billy Joel song? We don't know. All we know is the entire nice set he built up was completely destroyed. You saw the music video, Earl.
I saw it. And then there's the other person.
Who's the other person? Or who's
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal. Was Shaquille O'Neal on the set filming of We Didn't Start the Fire for a cool basketball scene? We don't know. Maybe that scene didn't make it into the music video. Maybe there's a whole minute about how Shaq dominated in basketball but failed at free throws. And you know what? He didn't like that, so he wanted revenge on Billy Joel. A man ate 413 chicken nuggets and was, I believe, afterwards admitted to the hospital.
Yes, because I'm pretty sure consumption of 413 chicken nuggets cannot be good for you.
Coy, I don't know what the man expect. When you sit down and set a goal for yourself like, I'm gonna eat 500 or so chicken nuggets, you can't expect to be all right. That was your double shot of the Beatles with Day Tripper and Back in the USSR on WBDG Giant 90.9's The Trip. Now, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the trip has come to an end. We have reached our destination. I know you're heartbroken. You thought we'd be here forever bringing you commentary tunes and so much more, but unfortunately, we only have an hour, and I know we said we'd take the wheel, but I think you can take it from here, right?
We're taking the training wheels off.
We're going to open the door. We're going to jump out. I'm sure you can handle it. You got it. Now, as always, I have been Ethan.
I've been Earl.
And I've been Corey. We're going to close the show not like we normally do. A little bit of a switch up here on the trip today. We're going to close the show with Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.